Success under divine help. I now proceed to describe how, in spite of universal hostility and the absence of natural advantages, Hazrat Mirza Sahib succeeded in his claim. I have already pointed out that the Holy Quran lays down as God's law that God does not spare for long those who invent lies about him. But we find that Hazrat Mirza Sahib published the revelations which he received from God and which addressed him as a reformer. Yet, he lived for 40 years after the publication of those revelations, and during this long time, he continued to receive the help and grace of God in small ways and large ones. If an impostor could live so long and prosper so well after the publication of fabricated revelations, then, God forbid, we would have to admit that the criterion laid down in chapter 69, verse 45 of the Holy Quran quoted above was false, and that even the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, could not cite this criterion in proof of his claim. But the criterion laid down by the Holy Quran cannot be false. If it cannot be false, and it is not false, then it should also apply to the claims of Hazrat Mirza Sahib. If he published the revelations received by him and lived long after their publication, and God did not only spare him but even helped him, then we have to admit that he was a true one sent by God. At the time when he published his revelations, he was not known to many, certainly not to the world at large. After their publication, in spite of untold hostility from all classes, he won the esteem and allegiance of large numbers, so much so that even his enemies were obliged to show regard for him. He began to be called an important Muslim leader. The government of the day, which at first suspected him, came to trust and respect him as an influence for peace and goodwill. His name spread to many parts of the world, and among his followers could be counted many sincere devotees who would sacrifice their lives for his sake. Even in European countries, where people are generally hostile to Islam, he found followers who accepted Islam on hearing his message. They came to feel real and deep love for him. One of them wrote to the present writer saying that he was deep in Hazrat Mirza Sahib's debt. He owed the blessing of Islam to Hazrat Mirza Sahib. Therefore, he wrote, every night on going to bed, he prayed for Hazrat Mirza Sahib and added this prayer to the usual prayer for blessings of God on the Holy Prophet. The devotion, esteem, and affection which Hazrat Mirza Sahib came to inspire, despite universal hostility in the beginning, would have been impossible had he been an impostor. When Hazrat Mirza Sahib announced his claim, he was alone. Hostility of the worst kind by Maulvis, Peers, Gaddi Nasheens, Pandits, Padris, by rich and poor alike, and at least in the beginning by the ruling class, greeted the announcement of his claim. All endeavoured to prevent any attention being paid to it. In spite of this, people began to join him in twos and threes. He found followers among rich and poor, among the ulama as well as Sufis. Muslims joined him as well as Hindus and Christians from his own country and from abroad. His following increased. When he died, they could be counted in six figures. The numbers continue to increase. In Afghanistan, they could be found in every province, even after the stoning of several Ahmadis on the orders of Afghan rulers, instigated by the mullahs. Members of the movement are to be found in Arabia, Iran, Russia, Egypt, West, East, North and South Africa, Australia, the USA and Europe. Hazrat Mirza Sahib belonged to a politically subject people, yet he found followers among the free nations of the world. Converts came from religions which for generations had maintained a deep and incurable prejudice against Islam. Success of this kind and on this scale cannot be accounted for without divine help. His enemies also tried to murder or poison him. He was dragged into the law courts. False accusations were brought against him. Christians, Muslims, Hindus all joined in these attacks. They almost put the second Messiah on the cross as they had the first, but all attacks failed. He remained safe and, thanks to divine help and grace, went on prospering. The raison d'etre of his advent, let us remember, was the revival and propagation of Islam. For these two great objects, God gave him a sincere following, also money, so that at present the community works with an annual budget of between 400,000 and 500,000 rupees. Periodicals devoted to Islam are published in the Punjab, Bengal, Ceylon, Mauritius, and America. Hundreds of books have been written in support of him. God inspires people and opens their hearts to his message, so that they turn to him and offer him loyalty and help. Thousands who have joined him have done so because they had visions or revelations or premonitions of some kind in which the truth of Hazrat Mirza Sahib's claim was communicated to them by God. They were against him, yet God put love for him into their hearts. Hazrat Mirza Sahib met with success in spite of universal hostility, in spite of numerous natural disadvantages and general initial helplessness. The law of God is that a true claimant receives divine help and a pretender suffers defeat, disgrace, and death. This being the law, and a law more just cannot be laid down, then no doubt is left about the truth of the claim of Hazrat Mirza Sahib. If his claim is still in doubt, the question is, what is the evidence for the truth of other prophets celebrated in religious history?